Women can be mysterious creatures, and it may just surprise you discovering just exactly what they want and like. Now, touch is incredibly important in relationships, and we're not just talking about touch in the typical intimate places. You might be surprised to learn that women can also enjoy being touched in places that you wouldn't normally think of. So today's video will go through several different and perhaps unusual places that women want to be touched. So keep watching to learn more, like and subscribe. Her lower back. The lower back is an intimate yet frequently forgotten about part of the body. So keep your touch light and gentle. This really arouses women and keeps them in tune with your touch and attention. When walking beside her, consider placing your hand on her lower back as opposed to holding her hand. This makes a woman feel safe and protected whilst also being a little bit provocative. Women enjoy the tease, so make sure to play along. The back of her head and nape of her neck. These may seem like quite random places to enjoy being touched, but they are both, in fact, very sensitive to the touch. The nape of the neck is particularly sensitive due to an increased number of sensory receptors and thinner skin than on the other parts of the body. Lightly kissing this area or even breathing on it in a sexy way can be a major turn-on in the bedroom. Equally, the back of the head is also very attuned to the sensation of touch, mostly because it's never really touched. It's actually classed as one of the secret erogenous zones. Caressing the back of her head when she's looking in your eyes is a soft, warm gesture, and be sure to conjure up those feelings of affection. Her knees. Knees? Yep, that's right, her knees. This one might seem totally random and we don't blame you for questioning it, but a woman's knees are actually one of her erogenous zones, meaning touching her knees can actually really turn her on. Lightly resting her hands on her knees, perhaps when she's wearing a dress or skirt, and gently moving your hand in a circular motion can definitely get her attention, so don't forget those knees. Her hair and scalp. A woman's hair is her crown. Touching her hair can make her feel ultra affectionate towards you. Whether you move a strand from her face or gently caress her hair when she's lying down, this type of touch is tender and soft. It will usually conjure feelings of love and care, but sometimes it can be a turn on too. So don't forget the scalp either. The scalp is very sensitive due to so many nerves and very responsive to touch, so offer to give your lover a head massage. This can be extremely relaxing and pleasurable and promotes the release of oxytocin and serotonin. This is sure to make a woman feel closer and more drawn to you. Her wrists and hands. Although we use them every day, your hands can actually be very sensitive zones for touch. Hand-holding is an easily recognisable romantic gesture and one that women appreciate and enjoy, but you don't have to stop there. Lightly touching the top of a woman's hand when she's speaking to you or even if you're just spending time together draws her into the moment and keeps her focus on you. Now don't forget her wrists too. Wrists are delicate and sensitive to the touch, and brushing your fingertips across her inner wrist can spark feelings of excitement and interest. Her neck and ears. As previously mentioned, a woman's neck is a very sensitive area of the body. Surprisingly so are her ears. We wouldn't blame you for forgetting about the ears during some intimate foreplay, but gentle touches over the ears and neck can actually be extremely arousing. You don't just have to use your hands to initiate touch. If your girl enjoys it, try grazing your lips over her ears and neck. This is really sexy and sure to pique any woman's desire and interest in you. Her legs. Almost every part of a woman's legs are sensitive and receptive to touch, some more than others. Hips are an especially sensitive area for women. Due to where the hips are on the body, it is already a more intimate location. Thus, we would strongly advise you don't broach this location unless you are 100% certain that your female companion is on the same page. Touching her hips will likely arouse feelings of sexual desire, so timing is everything. But don't forget the rest of the legs too. Sometimes just brushing your fingers lightly up and down her legs, providing you are in the right position to do this, can be really comforting and yet also a little alluring. Show her how much you admire all of her body. The shoulders and collarbones. If a woman has her shoulders exposed, don't neglect them. The shoulders and collarbones are covered by a very thin layer of skin, and as such, they are extremely sensitive to the touch. They are also in close proximity to the neck and head, making them a more intimate location. Either gently grazing these parts of her body with your fingers or kissing these areas, if things are a little more heated, can bring a woman lots of pleasure. It is enticing and exciting without being explicit, so be sure not to forget these two areas. Her inner thighs. If you are certain that a woman is into you, then you certainly don't want to forget her inner thighs. Naturally, the inner thigh is a very sensitive and intimate area of the female body. It immediately increases arousal when a girl is into you and is a major turn-on. It is especially provocative if you wait until you are making out or things are getting a little bit hot and heavy. Caressing her inner thigh is a great way of letting her know you are very much interested and enjoying her company. Her fingertips and palms. Now, your palms are incredibly sensitive. Run your fingertip in a circular motion across your palm and you'll see just how sensitive they really are. Softly rubbing a woman's palm with your thumb whilst you hold her hand can help her feel closer and more connected to you. It will also gain her attention since it is such a sensitive area and help her to feel present in the moment with you. Don't forget her fingertips either. Your fingertips have a lot of sensory neurons packed into them, making them very sensitive to touch. Running your fingers across hers whilst you hold her hand can be very stimulating and even a little alluring. If things are a little friskier, you could even use your mouth to stimulate her fingertips. It can be very sexy and a little naughty, so see where it takes you. Her waist. Maybe this is a bit more obvious. A woman's waist is super receptive to touch. The waist is a sensual location. Holding her waist can be both arousing and comforting. Slowly sliding your fingers up and down the sides of her waist can be very alluring. If things are a little more heated, a stronger touch can also be very provocative. Grabbing her waist firmly and pulling her closer to you can leave her feeling very flustered and aroused. Her mouth. This one, right, most likely does not surprise you, but it is a very important place not to forget all the same. A woman's mouth and lips are a very intimate location. In fact, the lips are 100 times more sensitive than your fingertips. Imagine that. With millions of nerve endings, a woman's lips are extremely receptive to touch. If the situation is right, be sure to kiss her and let her know just how attracted you are to her. Kissing is an instant mood booster, releasing all of those feel-good chemicals right into the brain. It increases feelings of euphoria and happiness and draws people closer together. If you're feeling really adventurous, you can even use your tongue. Just make sure she's into this though. If she is, it can be very arousing and can mimic sensations found in other areas of the bedroom. And that's it for today's video. We hope that you enjoyed it and learned something new. Until next time.